This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
9 o'clock here in Kansas City on 96.5 The Fan. I'm glad to have you. Hooters, Hooters, Hooters. NBA, you got an opportunity. I know you got to stay up late Tuesday night. Luka versus old team in LA.
He's playing in LA.
Yeah, but it's against his old team.
Right. Which but means see, that's why it sucks, because it's in LA.
Right, yeah. Because that's what we said. Like, that game's in Dallas. That game's on TNT. Tip-off is at 6:40. And we're good. We're going.
Everybody can watch. The entire country can watch that game, right? Yeah. You start that game at 9 o'clock Central Time. It's 10 o'clock on the East Coast, and you know you lose your steam a little bit with that,
right?
You know that's kind of like they're looking for like the next big thing in sports. People will gravitate towards big events, but you can't have big events that are starting when half the country's asleep.
Somebody says golf course is opening this week. Better believe it. I'll be there tomorrow. Teeing off.
I just want to know how muddy you're going to be.
I'll send a picture after the first hole. Because the first hole, if we play where I think we're going to play, it's kind of like slopey down.
Oh, so there's going to be a mud pit down there.
It'll be cart path only, but by God, it'll be a club in my hand in 60 degrees, and I've been cooped up way too long.
Do they have a fan that can blow the greens and kind of keep the air moving and stuff like that? Yeah, because ugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And see, it's kind of interesting because, I don't know. We'll see. Like, I'm interested to see how many people are playing today, because a lot of people are like, why would it be busy on a Monday? It's going to be a slot pit. There's still a little bit of snow.
Because you can get out there.
But the thing is like, your kids have been home for a full 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They're at school today. No way they're not. And maybe you're like, you know what? Monday, I'm going to take the day. I'm just going to take the day to go out and, like, clear everything. Because, like, today, like, finally we're back to being able to go outside and do your jog or your run or your walk. And I can't wait. Like, that's what I'll do after the show. It's like, it's time to get into it, man.
It's time.
We've had your winter. You've had your, you know, your
hibernation's over.
Yeah. Thankfully.
Ready to wake up.
Oh, it really is. I was talking to Ralph over the weekend because these last 2 weeks of hibernation, man, have sucked. Basically, since the Super Bowl, we've been hibernating, right? And it's time to get out and get moving and do our thing. And I know the bars had a good weekend. I talked to Maloney over the weekend. He goes, oh, yeah, people, adults want to get out, jamming. You know, want to get out.
Real quick, just some breaking news from our guy Alex Gold on the Twitter machine. Missouri sports betting launch has been delayed. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins rejected the emergency rules. The go-live date will now be pushed back into the fall. By law, Missouri must launch sports betting by December 1st of 2025.
Denny Hoskins is the guy who's tried to screw this whole thing from the get-go, right?
Will you save that? That's my Richard of the Week.
Right. The Denny Hoskins sucks. I'll take it as my Richard of the Week as well, since I'll be out on Friday. Just put him down for all of us.
Okay.
I mean, that guy does suck, man.
Oh, my God.
Like, get out of the way, bro. Like, this, and you wonder why the teams are looking at Kansas. Right? Like, as kind of leads into what we're talking about. Can Missouri get out of their own way with anything?
Weed.
Yeah, other than that.
It's about it.
Like, you know what we give you? Weed, dude. It's like, I need more.
Like, other than that. Can Missouri get out of their own way? I mean, they just do it to themselves. And here's the Speaker of the House, John Patterson, late last week talking about the stadiums.
We want to meet with the county executive, and I think there's probably an open invitation. I'm always happy to meet with them here in Jeff City or back home. Next week will be just the legislators, some of the legislators, and we really need to get this going and make sure that everybody knows that we have to get this done. I believe that we would need to have something on the November ballot to get the Jackson County funding, and that would be the base for the foundation for any package that's put together.
So there's the Speaker of the House talking about what's going on in the state of Missouri. Be honest with yourself. Even if you're the biggest diehard Missouri guy out there and you hate Kansas, do you really have faith that Missouri's going to do anything right based on the gambling thing that we just saw come down the pike? I mean, like, how do you have any faith right now if you're living in the state of Missouri that these two teams are not moving to the state of Kansas? And that was from John Patterson, the Speaker of the House, late last week, talking about what's going to potentially go on. And he said that he goes on to say it's going to be something that has to happen at the county level first, and then the state will come in. Jackson County needs to decide whether they want to support this venture or will they have an empty parking lot or empty stadiums. It costs a lot of money to maintain stadiums that are empty and costs a lot of money to tear down stadiums that are empty. So I hope next week we can meet. I'm grateful for the governor and the Senate leadership for being there, blah, blah, blah. One of the things that I heard over the weekend that Jackson County officials want to propose, and this sounds absolutely ridiculous to me, and I don't quite understand how this benefits either team, but they're talking about a 20-year extension as is for the Chiefs and Royals with opt-outs after every 5 years. And for that to pass, it would have to go to a vote in November. In November. It is March right now. I do not believe, again, this is Bob Fesco talking now, I do not believe either team wants to take this thing to a vote in the state of Missouri for the people. In Kansas, you've got the star bonds. That time runs out at the end of June, beginning of July. So the time is of the essence on the Kansas side. That's free money. There's no vote. You tell me where you want to go. Do you want to go to one state where you're talking about a potential November vote of the people to extend a sales tax? Or do you just want to say, you know what, we're just going to go take the free money on the other side of the state line where there's no vote needed. We can put a shovel in the ground, break ground, and get this thing moving in the right direction. I think that's where we are right now with both of these. I heard some information over the weekend of some wheels starting to move even closer and further on the Kansas side when it comes to the Royals. Obviously, it appears that the Chiefs have been talking, as we know, from having Mark Donovan on the show, to the Kansas side of the state line. It seems like Kansas is making things easy and Missouri is making things very difficult to get something done on that side of the state line. And if I'm a businessman and I'm a team owner and I'm looking at what both states are offering me, I'm taking the easiest approach where there's no vote, where there's no work, where a state feels like they're ready to go and they're buttoned up. Kansas has had a plan for these teams since the end of June, beginning of July last year. Missouri's talking about a potential vote in November to see what they can do. If I'm those teams and I hear that, I'm out.
Again, going back to Alex Gold's tweet, breaking: Missouri sports betting launch has been delayed. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins rejected the emergency rules. The go-live date will now be pushed back into the fall.
So you're going to miss the entire football season?
That's right. And by law, Missouri must launch sports betting by December 1st, 2025. Originally, it was June 30th was their target date. That's just sad. That's totally sad. Because
it's pathetic, really.
I mean, not only that, but like, not only are you about to lose both of your teams to Kansas, you're now losing all of the money you could make from sports gambling to Kansas. Still, I will still have to drive. And I'm not just talking about me. Everybody, our boss, will still drive and gladly give the state of Kansas the money because that's the, keeping up with the Joneses. It's happening. This is where the future of sports is going. New stadiums.
Going has gone. Yeah.
And betting, gambling on sports. Like, that's what's attractive to these, these listeners. It says, what happens if they don't launch by December 1st? They have to.
They have to.
So, like, whether they like it or not, it's going.
Well,
it's,
I don't understand.
I'm going to ask Alex in the break during the bullpen what happens if they don't. I'll get back with a follow-up question.
We bring him in here. Get him in at 9-11. The next segment, we can bring him in and talk about it. But, like, this Denny Hoskins cat must own some of these voting machines or something like that because he's big on these voting machines.
He's just not into the times. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, no, this guy, he does. He's really, really messing things up for the state. He's messing things up for his residents. He's giving more money to the state of Kansas. And everything that Missouri does that mucks things up is going to cause these team owners to look more and more and go, you know what, at the end of the day, I'm going to just go where it's easy. I'm going to go where it makes the most sense. The Asperia campus, Sprint campus, however you want to call it, makes the most sense for the Royals. They've got the parking garages built. I was told over the weekend that Nall is already being rerouted during night games and day games, and every time the Royals play, it will all head northbound after games to 435 to alleviate traffic, you know, in that area, because I know people are very concerned about traffic and parking. Well, the Sprint campus has about six parking garages, and they're changing all the traffic patterns during games and after games to benefit the folks going to the game. Like, they're moving fast in the state of Kansas on things. John Sherman said last week he wants a resolution sooner rather than later on the stadiums. Putting something to a potential November vote in Missouri is not soon.
Gold went on to continue to tweet. Again, you can follow him at Alex Gold on X. Timeline is to be determined, I'm told, but there will not be the opportunity to make bets prior to the start of the NFL season. As a state senator, Hoskins blocked and filibustered just about any attempt to legalize sports betting.
Seriously, this guy does suck. It was voted was voted on and passed by the people. Get out the way, Dennis.
Lay off the weed.
Good Lord. I mean, seriously, like, this is why people hate the government, right? Like, just the people voted, hit the stamp that says approved, and moved the F on.
Right. It's just, I mean, golly. And then just making sure everybody can just, like, not do it.
It's a big bundle of suck dust, man.
That's exactly what it is. One more time for the people in the back. Hard of hearing, Jay.
It's a big bundle of suck dust, man.
Just get out of the way, dude. Just stop.
Seriously, you're the doing people everything voted. It's like, done.
It's almost like now you're just doing everything you can to piss people off before it inevitably just takes over.
So why would these teams want to deal with Missouri again?
I think that's a good way to break. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Fesco, Dusty, and Mac on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Duty calls. You bring in the voice. You bring in Alex Gold of Cody and Gold, 10-2. Very jealous of you today. You get Jack Caglione on the show.
We're planning on talking to him. Man, oh man, that was an absolute rocket yesterday.
Oh, dude. So we're going to start a bit on our show called Getting Jacked Up. Every time he does something great.
You guys should partner up. We're thinking about doing, you know how we did the road trip for Bobby Witt back in Arkansas? I don't know, it's been 3 years now or whatever. We're thinking about doing one for Jack
to Omaha.
You guys should partner up. We should work on it.
I'll just wait till opening day.
Wow, well, he's not gonna be on the opening day roster. I know.
Vern joined us today. He said the only way he's on the roster is if unfortunately something happens to Vinny.
And even it might take even more than that. Really? Like, I mean, he hasn't even played in Double A yet, you know? Okay. I want to see him rake in Double A first.
You hit 435 piss missiles to right center, lefty matchup. Let's get to the important part. You tweeted, and I'll let you take the floor. Delay in the sports gambling on the Missouri side.
That's right.
You're talking to only one person in this entire room that lives on the Missouri side, so you understand like where I'm coming from when I consistently, and I'm a gambler. That pisses me off. It pisses Bob off, man. Like,
well, it pisses me off because people are stupid.
So,
like this Dennis Hoskins clown.
So, the launch has been delayed. It doesn't mean it's not happening or anything, but the launch has been delayed. There was a chance that this thing in Missouri would launch, or maybe as early as 4th of July weekend, but certainly the thought was before football season. If you guys remember when Kansas launched, they had a pretty quick launch for sports wagering, and that was done before week one of the NFL season. Now, even in Kansas, there were still what they call emergency rules that had to pass. Like, technically, everything wasn't finalized, but they were able to launch with approval from the Secretary of State. That's what they needed in Missouri. And guess who the Secretary of State is now? Someone that, if you've been following this for years, you know we brought up the name at the time, State Senator Denny Hoskins, who was anytime he could, filibustering, blocking legalization of sports wagering. Then we all know in November, the citizens of Missouri decided, by a narrow margin, they wanted sports betting.
So that's done. Let's move on.
You would think. But he, as now Secretary of State, can approve or reject emergency rules. And under, like, the wording and criteria, he has the right to do what he just did, which is now going to cause sports wagering to be delayed. You will not be able to make a wager before the start of the NFL season in Missouri.
Awesome. That's awesome. Way to go. Missouri. Why? Yeah. Again, I'll go back to what I said. If you're the owners of these sports teams, why are you even wanting to deal with the state of Missouri when Kansas is just like, here's a check?
There's a lot
Missouri's
of,
like, oh, we'll take a vote in November now.
There's a lot of mistakes made. Yeah, I heard that this morning. I was driving in. I heard you guys talking about that and the legislature there from League Summit, I think it is, or whatever, discussing that. But the sports betting by law or statute and the bill that passed, or the amendment that passed, I should say, December 1st, like, that is like the last day it'll be available. But now it could be mid-October. It could be late September. It could be early November. Nobody really has been able to tell me what the updated timeline is, other than they're like, yeah, you're not making a wager before the start of the NFL season. If everything goes well now, the final rules could be approved by Labor Day weekend, but that doesn't mean that you're betting the next week. That means they can start the rest of the process. Remember, even though these operators are in all these other states, so the FanDuels, the DraftKings, etc., they have to still be background checked state by state. It's just the way it goes. And that process technically cannot start until the emergency rules were approved.
Okay, so that's why I was going to ask you, why don't we do this now and get ahead of things, and that way we can set it up?
Well, behind the scenes, maybe.
Yeah.
But they're not supposed to do that.
Gotcha. Well, they should do that. Yeah. Danny Hoskins isn't supposed to do what he's doing either, and so here we sit.
I just don't get it from a... Like, it's clear... At this point, I think it's fair to say... You're doing it out of spite. Like, I'll just call it like it is. You are delaying the inevitable at this point in time. You're just trying to give one more middle finger to the folks that obviously pushed back against you throughout your time as a state senator when it came to this issue of sports betting. And you blocked it then. You no longer really had any control over it. You have control to delay it by a few months, and so you're doing that just because you're being, you know,
you're being a douche.
Yes,
basically. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
You didn't get what you want. The people voted barely.
Mm-hmm. But they did.
And they did.
They did.
And
yes.
You lost.
So you're
and
costing the state money, though, for a month or two. Like, that's what I can't get over. It's like, all right, that's fine. You were anti this, anti that, or you didn't like the bill that was written. That happens all the time in politics. But what I don't get is, at this point, you had an opportunity before the football season, the most bet on sport in your state, in terms of revenue being brought in for your state, and you're now going to push it back a couple months, which is lost money for your state. I don't get it.
And I know, again, it's small, but again, it's just another data point for John Sherman and Clark Hunt and Mark Donovan to look at and go, this is what we're dealing with in Missouri versus what we're dealing with in Kansas. And I just know from talking to people on both sides of that parking lot, the term better partner has been used many times with Kansas than it has been with Missouri. And these teams are looking for a great partner. And if one state just can't figure it out amongst themselves, why is that a partner that I want to align myself with when I've got a partner on the other side of the state line? It's like, hey, man, whatever you need, man, just let us know. We're here for you. You know,
yeah, I'm not saying for them to just give a blank check to the Chiefs or Royals or anything like that.
Great movie.
But it is. I love that movie, by the way.
Juice? No, thank you. I'm not thirsty.
Yeah, exactly. All right. It's so good. It's so good.
Sorry.
But at the same time, like, what you're just not being smart about the situation and understanding what you're going up against. I don't get it whatsoever.
It reminds me a lot of, Alex, and I know I'm cutting you off and I apologize. It reminds me a lot of, like, somebody who went through a breakup and somebody has some stuff that's significant to the other person who has decided to leave them. And they're like, I'm not going to be home at that time. I'm going out of town. I'm going
to
do this.
I need to get my stuff back. I've been there.
You're delaying the separation.
Yeah.
Just admit you lost. Quit. Like, I just said to my buddy Robert, who loves to bet, and he's just like, are you blanking me? And I'm like, dude, we're all in this right now in the same. Like, this is just raw.
You guys have seen social media and the text line. Like, my mentions are people are you know, ticked off, to say the least.
Are you not like me? Like, this is the first time in my life working at this radio station that I've ever seen the text line 100%, like, unanimous, all on the same side of this. Guy's a bag.
Because it's
this
common sense.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
Like, and I know common sense isn't common, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse as the days go by when it comes to common sense at some things. But This is common sense. The people voted on it. It's free money for the. It's free money. Yeah, like literally free money.
So instead for the opening, you know, week of the NFL season when everybody does their future bets and everything like that,
you're missing out
everybody's
on all
going
that.
To Kansas or they're going over to Illinois mm-hmm. or they're going up to Iowa. That is still going to happen for another football season now. So I'll be honest. I was pretty shocked. There was some rumors over the weekend, and then I got a text this morning and this is happening. I'll be honest. I knew he was Secretary of State, obviously, but I did not think that even with the emergency rules that this was going to be something that he would even like. I thought he was just done and was going to move on and be over with. Clearly not.
Denny Hoskins and Frank White are calling the shots for Jackson
unbelievable.
County.
It's unreal.
Now you can feel my pain. So when I text you about a bet, maybe you can.
Hey, I saved you money the other day. Saved you money the other day. Don't text me to make bets. I don't do that.
They'll do that. But before you go. I mean, that's our
guy.
That
sounds great. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Hopefully Jack Caglione joins us in the next hour and a half or so. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Alex Gold, our betting insider.
All right, listen to this. You think you've seen it all, right?
You just hit it with a Binkley?
Yeah, I did. This is really good. Woj is auctioning off his cell phones. The cell phone used to break the Paul George quad, the Clippers,
that's cringe.
Is being offered for $350. His NBA draft credential is up for $200. The iPhone used to break the NBA suspending the season during COVID is on bid for $525.
Well, I hope this all goes to a cause.
I think it's going to the St. Bonaventure Basketball NIL.
Cool. I was thinking like maybe it'd be like like cancer. Like
yeah, proceeds
pet project,
to benefit. Like, yeah, no, it's going to like St. Bonaventure. Basically, they're trying to get some NIL money. The iPhone used for his farewell tweet and final NBA draft is available right now at a $500 bid. You can use the iPhone used for the 2023 draft lottery where he had Wemby. That's $250.
Are they auctioning the phone that Rudy Gobert touched?
No, they are not. That would be good. But it's basically the phones. His ESPN ID badge from 2017 to 24 is up for auction for $250. You can do a video call with Woj, dinner with Woj. Those do not have any. Those are priceless, I would imagine. And then his 2021 NBA Finals credentials being offered at $200. Like, I may start selling my credentials online.
Well, speaking of that, Plaxico Burress sold his Super Bowl ring for $280,600.
That's amazing, right?
I think I would do that.
The man made $29 million in his career.
But I don't know how much that $29 million he's got left. But, like, I was thinking about this, and I was talking to Mac, and I was talking to Bob about this, and text line, we can talk to you about it, 913-586-7965. That's Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Like, I'm trying to think. If I'm Sky Moore, you have three Super Bowl rings. I would keep one, and I'd sell the other two. If you can make $280,000 and you're not...
He has two rings, yeah.
He has two rings.
Yeah. Sorry, two rings, yeah.
Let's say that you have $280,000 sitting on your dresser. Like, I found out through Marketplace on Facebook that I had money just sitting in my house that I just wasn't using.
Like what?
Like, I had a bike that I didn't like.
Sell it.
And I was like, I'm not using this. I walk, I run, I jog. I don't really ride a bike. I don't care for it. Like, you know, I'm going to put this on Marketplace. $150. I had other stuff that I just didn't use. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I never use this anymore. Maybe somebody will find value in it. $50. Then I had another thing. I'm not going to use it. $25, whoever wants it. Is this still available? Yes. $175 like that. That was just sitting in my house. Yeah. So, like, if I'm never going to wear that Super Bowl ring, and I know what I have. I still have the jersey. Like, I think it was A.J. Brown bought a mannequin and put his entire uniform up on it in his house.
That he wore in the game?
In the game.
That's awesome. Cool. I love that idea. Awesome. That is so really cool.
He just bought a mannequin, put his game-used jersey, and I think pants, maybe not pants, but I know the jersey's there, and it's just in his house. And he doesn't need the... Now, some people turn the rings into the neck. I know the Chiefs did that with theirs. You can make it a necklace. Mac has a necklace. Found that out in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, like, I don't think
Mac and my father-in-law with the fake Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, I just think that I would sell it. I get it.
Doomsday kit too?
No, not yet.
Your dad has a Doomsday kit?
My father-in-law. Oh yeah, for 25 years. Oh yeah.
Talking
I had a
like
Doomsday kit. Yeah.
Cans of beans.
Oh yeah.
Like
ready.
Whole thing.
We're ready.
Okay.
We're gotcha. Ready.
Yep. Good. I know where to go.
Well, yeah. We had to kind of throw that out once they moved a few years ago, but you know. So. But Doomsday kit.
Got a lot of beans.
If I'm Kling, I would sell.
Yeah, I mean, like that's what I'm saying. Like,
I hate to be that guy. But like, hey, Josh, you
know? Kling is never going to wear that. Like, why would Kling go to tennis practice and be like, hey, guys, you know what it's like to be a champion?
You know, oh, yeah, can you see it with the kids?
You want you want to earn one of these? Talking to a microphone.
Yeah, he's got some, like, high school tennis bros out there. He's like, you want to be a champion? I know what it takes.
He starts off first day of practice. You want to know what it's like to get one of these? It starts today. Today.
Today.
Yeah.
Oh, my Coach, God. It's today. What did you do to win that ring?
Yeah,
well, I froze my ass off against the Dolphins, ate mayonnaise on a hot dog, and put up with, you know.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. It's all about the hardware, kids. Where's the one from this high school? All right, get your ass off the fence. Quit leaning. You know?
Yeah, Josh. Josh, sell the rings.
There's
some people right now that think you are full of blasphemy by selling these Super Bowl rings. But you get to a certain point, I would imagine. Like, obviously, Plaxico Burress needs the money, or he wouldn't be selling his Super Bowl rings. His problem if you went broke after playing and making $29 million in the NFL. But to get $280,000 for one of those things, like, if you had one of those, man, and it's sitting there, and you can get $300,000 for that. Like, why wouldn't you? That pretty much kind of covers your nest egg for retirement, right? Like, invest that money the right way, and you could kind of live and do life a good way, man. So I don't blame these guys necessarily for selling that, but $280K, that's the most ever for a Super Bowl ring.
It's heavy. That's heavy.
A lot of damn money. I want to be the guy who can afford that.
If Patrick Mahomes sold his ring, do you think Josh Allen would buy it?
That's the only way he's getting one.
Or who would buy it first, Josh Allen or Dylan Raiola?
Dylan Raiola.
Okay. So over the weekend, there was some audio. It's about a minute and 50 seconds long. But Matt Painter, the head basketball coach for Purdue, remember when he almost went to Mizzou fans?
Oh, yeah. Remember when Bill Self almost went to Mizzou, too?
Lord. This was Matt Painter on telling you to support your team.
Had a lot of turnover. Obviously, I think you got to look at some of the common denominators here more than anything. I think that's an important piece right here. Like, don't beat yourself. Like, don't beat yourself. Like, let's support somebody. Like, whatever, you think Purdue fans are happy about what just happened? Like, see, a fan base isn't the people that tweet. A fan base is the people when you're bleeding, they support you. Like, they jump in and off. They jump on and off things here way too much. Like, support your coach, man. Support your players. Don't tweet negative things about them. Like, be supportive. Like, see how that works for you. But they build them up, like, and they overdo things. Just accurately, like, talk about what's actually happened. Like, don't, like, get, like, recruits and, like, that's Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. Then they come out here. Well, they're not Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. They're good college players. Like, and then they build it up. And then they go, well, what's wrong? Well, they're part of it. But it's not their total fan base. It's just that everyone has a bad percentage of their fan base now because of Twitter. And then we think that's their fan base. It's not our fan base. It's not their real fan base either. And so I think that's an important piece. But it's hard for young people to hear all that and then go out and collectively play. Like, hey, man, we're playing for you guys, but you dog us when we lose, and then we're the best when we win. Well, we're somewhere in between, right? So, like, I think they need to learn from some of those things and support Scott Dolson and support the new coach and support the staff, but also kind of be grounded with everything. And they'll be able to, you know, I think they'll be able to have success. It's just a different world now. We have 18 teams, right? You know, we're going to go into the name, image, and likeness, and some changes are going to be made here in April. So to be real, it'll be real interesting to see just the landscape for everybody.
So when I heard that, two things happened. One, I thought, boy, is Bob going to love this. And two, I do agree wholeheartedly with what he says when he's like, it's people's expectations that make them the fan that become the negative. Like, when Andrew Wiggins was recruited into Kansas out of Canada, a lot of people were saying this could be the next LeBron James. I'm not making that up. Am I, Mac? His comps were LeBron James.
Yeah.
And Alex Gordon, local guy, his comps were George Brett. It jacked with him. He couldn't hack it. And they sent him down and he became a left fielder and became an all-time Royal great. Because it was somebody in the minor league system said, hey, dude, you're not George Brett. And that's okay.
And we're moving you.
And we're going to put you in left field. And if it doesn't work, then you might be finding a new team. Right. But he made it work. And, you know, people aren't that. Like, Mahomes isn't the next Tom Brady. Tom Brady wasn't the next Joe Montana, but we do it.
We do it to these guys all the time. It's so bad.
And it's unfair. And it's also the modern day that we live in because we love comps.
Yep.
Like, I ain't cling, right? Like, that's just how it works. Like, I'm not trying to put us in that
mesh. We can see by the empty ring fingers.
Yeah. You want to be number one? Right. That's such a great little comment we had there. But, like, that's the thing. It's like, stop doing it then. And if you do, then just admit, like, you know what? Maybe I was wrong, but they're still okay. Or, like, I don't, like, and it is, it look, social media, it is toxic. And if you enjoy it, like, understand, like, you're going to get toxicity. Like, your text line, I love the text line. I love the people that text line. Do I have people that just absolutely crap all over me daily? Yes, but it's a small percentage, right? It's growing. But if they hate you, that's because there's something that you're doing there that's keeping them intrigued to hate you. But also, you have the people that like you because you do something that they enjoy. They find enjoyment in your stuff. But, like, this guy's not going to be the next guy. There's only one guy, and that's what it is. And I think Painter's right. Like, it's also not only the expectations that we set ourselves up for, but it's also, like, maybe it's not your fan base that's doing this. Maybe it's not, like, it's not insiders in Kansas City that are saying, this might be Andy Reid's last run. It's Florio.
Right.
It's not somebody in Kansas City saying, have we seen the best of Patrick Mahomes? It's national idiot in New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
But those are two guys that really I don't think would get, like, affected by that. You know, like, no. College kids, young players, the pressure and, you know, the comps, that does weigh on them. And a lot of it is fan-driven.
And they're on social media. Yes, yeah. I understand. Like, we don't have to be on it. Okay.
They're kids. Every kid's on it. My kids are on Snapchat all the time. Like, yes. It's part of what they do,
it
right?
It is what it is.
I mean, my God, my mother's on social media right now. So, like, everybody.
Your Aunt May sent you a friend request. You haven't responded. She wants to know if you still love her.
Yeah, that commercial is the best. I'm glad they brought that one back. Yeah. Expired. Have you got my friend request yet? But Matt Painter right there, like, the real fans aren't on Twitter, basically what he said. And he's right. The negative are on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Like those are the folks that you have to, like, toughen up and get to that place where you just ignore those people because they're just out there to try to get you.
Right.
And it's some fat guy sitting in his mom's basement screaming for meatloaf. It really is.
Yeah. And, like, some people, there's different opinions on the text on here. Like, somebody said he can, you know, get blank. They make NIL money, get over it. Okay. But, I mean, again, yes, they're making money, but there's also the aspect of, like, there's a lot of hatred that people use.
Well, there's, like, one thing to be critical. There's another thing to be hatred.
Yeah. Like, you could be like, hey, man, you're getting paid a lot of NIL money to be better. Right. Not, oh, this guy sucks. He was supposed to be Michael Jordan. Like,
there's two different things. Like, you can say, hey, man, you need to play better or I expected more. Fine. But when you get out there, you're the worst ever. You suck. I don't know why we got you.
Yeah.
You're the same guy who was tweeting 6 months ago how excited you were to get this guy.
So, yeah, I mean, there is a difference there. I get it. It can be gray and it can be in these areas of, like, well, they get paid a lot of money. They should perform. It's like, that's a fine take to have. I have no issue with that. Like, he gets paid a bunch of money to catch the ball. Catch the ball.
Right.
Like, you can have that. I don't care. But it's when you start, like, attacking people, like, super negatively, like, oh, this guy sucks. You know, on my team, go into a burning building. It's like, what in the world goes through your mind to have that sort of hatred? Like, the nagging on a guy because he's underperforming because he's getting paid a lot of money. Like, if Carson Beck goes to Miami next year and sucks.
Oh, he's going to get, he's going to hear about
be like,
it. Yeah.
You know, people are going to be like, I expect you to be good because we're an NIL school.
I mean, also, you're driving around in a Lambo.
Not anymore. He's not.
Well, not anymore. But you were.
Yeah.
Like, you can't live that lifestyle and go out there and be average. You know, expectation comes with that money.
And
the expectation is to play good.
Right. And I think that being critical of their play and being critical of the person
is completely different.
I know that might sound mucky and be a gray area. But again, what I'm saying is, like, you can be mad if somebody's under, like, Hunter Dickinson. Right. Let's take that for an example. I've said many times he's underperformed. He's been a terrible transfer for
Hunter Dozier too.
And makes a lot of money, but I'm not going out there being like, this guy should break his leg so he can't play because he was supposed to be super good.
Right.
I would never wish.
Yeah, there's people that are like that.
Yeah.
There's one thing to be critical of the play versus critical of the person.
Right.
And the play, it's fair game now in college sports because of the NIL. But it's not fair game to get personal with somebody and to wish harm and injury and death or whatever people are doing on social media these days to athletes because they didn't hit a parlay for you or whatever the case may be. Like, there is a completely different way to evaluate players and evaluate the person, and they have to be separated. And if you go after somebody personally and start taking shots at them and wishing ill will towards them, you're just a creature, man. That's really what you are. You're a creature living under a rock. And go back to that place because nobody wants to see you.
And we all know that it's a big minority of those people that actually exist. They're out there, but they're louder because of social media. And that is also on the players who are getting paid these millions of dollars to block that out. Mm-hmm. And that's your job, too. Those people are going to suck. They're going to be evil. They're going to spew their vitriol at you constantly. And now, hey, man, big boy league. Let's go. Shut it out. Lock in.
True.
And the best way to do that is just not be on it. But again, that's not realistic.
It's not
at all.
It's not.
And then when they get off it, they're clowned. It's like, oh, so-and-so deleted.
Right, exactly.
So it's like, there is no win.
No, you're 100%. supposed to take the negativity from people. I don't think that is the right way to look at it. And if you're one of those sports fans that's so negative, find something else to do. Seriously, you're ruining it for everybody else.
Yeah.
The 816 says, you guys need to slow the hell down. You're talking way too much common sense this morning.
too much logic. Yeah, too much logic.
Yeah. Somebody says, I like this one too. Am I jealous of them making millions? Duh, sue me.
Who is it, right?
Jealousy is just love disguised by hate.
We'd all love to be making that kind of money to play sports.
At 19.
918, Bob gets paid more than I do, but I have better hot takes than he does. Come on, Bob, be better. You suck, LOL. Being the obvious, like he's not obviously, but you know. It's tough, man. It's tough. Tough world. But it is true, Mac. Like, you do make a good point. Like, you have to be able to understand that, like, when you get to, like, I will say this. Like, you get to college, it's tough. You get to the pros, wow.
How much different, though, thinking about being an athlete today? Like, who's the best athlete? Let's just take Patrick Mahomes, for example, right? To be Patrick Mahomes versus what Babe Ruth had, like, or even Mickey Mantle back in their day, where those guys would go out and get plowed every night,
do whatever they wanted,
and you know, maybe one guy in the press saw it, they buy him a beer at the bar the next day, and nobody would talk
about it again, and
it goes away, right? Think about that versus the scrutiny that these athletes are under now. I know you mentioned Mahomes' birthday party over the weekend for his kid. I just saw it on the New York Post tweeting out, Patrick Mahomes changes his hairstyle. And it appears for the first time, you know, like that's what we're living in versus Babe Ruth, you know, had sex on a train and, you know, smoked a cigarette. The reporter looked the other way.
I've been pounded this week.
96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Kind of feels like Ocean Avenue out there a little bit. Getting warmer and warmer. Tee time set for tomorrow, 140, cart path only. Good thing I'm not playing today, walking only.
Is it really?
Like, no carts.
No carts at all today.
Yeah, I called the guy at the clubhouse during the break, and he's like, well, if there's a spot open. So we're going to play out at Hoots.
Oh, wow, so it's packed already.
Oh, that's why I asked him. I was like, are a lot of people just like, their kids are back in school, and they're getting freedom? He goes, I mean, we told people today it's walking only, and they're filling up today. I don't believe. I mean, I don't doubt it.
No, so. People just want out, man. People are tired.
Oh yeah.
I mean, has it?
I opened my windows this morning. That's how ready I am.
It's funny you did, because Jen texted me. She goes, "I left the windows open, so when you get home, if it's cold in there, kind of close." She goes, "I needed to air the house out."
The garage is starting to leak smoke.
I mean, yeah, everything. Oh, she forgot to take the trash out Friday, so it's now going to be 2 weeks of trash.
It had that leftover salmon fried rice in it.
I'm going to tell you, man, I that thing smells worse than any baby diaper I have ever smelled before.
Oh, gosh.
Pulled up on Friday, I'm like, you didn't take the trash out. She goes, oh. Because I usually take it out on Thursday night, but your homeowners get mad if you put that trash.
Better believe
God forbid. And so she goes, please don't put it out anymore before you go. And the more fine. Yeah. So, you know, this time she missed, and it's like, it's sitting there. I'm like, ugh. I opened it yesterday. I'm like, oh my God. Anybody want to come over and smell the trash?
Well, no. I would go in the garage for a session if I had to put up with the trash.
If I had to put up with the trash, sure.
I mean, it is.
You got Febreze in there that I could just spray.
But even that's not covering it up. It is so bad.
You got to go in there like Clarice Starley when they go see the dead body and put the stuff under your nose.
Yeah, it's that bad. I mean, because I did. I threw fish out 2 weeks ago.
You know what the worst is? It's chicken. Because I used to buy chicken breasts. Now I just buy the tenders. They cook better. They taste better.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they more expensive, though?
Doesn't matter. To me personally, like.
Why don't you just take a breast and cut it up into tenders?
Because it's already. I don't want to have to, like, tenderize it, do all the work. It's just, why not just. Because, like, at Costco, they sell them, like, in the six pack.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then at Hy-Vee, I think it's called Smart Choice.
Yeah.
It's in a blue star, and I get those, and I make, like, buffalo chicken sandwiches out of them. I make Caesar wraps. Which I'm a sucker for a Caesar wrap.
Same.
The breast is interesting because you got to fillet it now to cook it, yeah. You know, because it's so thick on one side and, you know, thin on the other.
They just taste better. They don't burn. They're juicy. They're tender. They're called chicken tenders.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you cut, like, when you'd have the breast, you'd have, like, that weird white thing on the outside.
Yeah, that's fat. You cut that off and throw it
in the trash. You forget you did it, and then you, like, open up, you, like, wake up next morning, you're like, what is it? Oh, God, it's chicken. Ugh. You know what I mean?
See, I go right down the garbage disposal with that kind of stuff.
And they say you're not supposed to.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to put in the garbage disposal?
They will tell you nothing.
Then why have them?
They look it up. They tell you, like, you should, like, dump everything into your trash and, like, minimal as all possible, put down the garbage disposal.
Yeah, I'm not surprised they say that at all. I'm not.
Salsa?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Nothing. Like, look it up. Look it up, Mac. Tell you what.
No, you're not even supposed to, like, really flush toilet paper, they say now.
Well, you're also, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Right.
Yeah. We do that.
In the nighttime, I do. You know, I'm not going to flush, wake up the whole house, but, you know.
I'm a completely different person peeing at nighttime. I'm sitting.
Oh, I am too.
Tucking and not flushing.
Barely awake.
Yeah.
Where the hell am I? Am I on the
Somebody asked, where are you playing tomorrow, Dusty? Hoots Hollow. That's the course you play at when you haven't played golf in, like, 4 months. What are you looking up?
Softer liquid foods as well as residual. But yeah, they're saying, like, if there's a little bit left on your plate that you can trash. Rinse or whatever. But yeah, they're basically saying, trash it.
Yeah. Throw it all in the trash. Yeah.
I get contracts wrong and people's age wrong. But damn it, I'll get the garbage disposal information right.
Worse than a poopy diaper, though. I had a couple of those this weekend, the trash man. Yeah. That's bad.
It's bad. It is bad.
I assume your trash and your diaper was not the brioche of the weekend?
No, not the brioche. Definitely not the brioche of the weekend for me.
That's right.
It's just like it smells like bad corn in the trash. Like, I can't explain it any worse than, like, just corn.
I got it, man. Like, got it. Stinky trash, dude.
Yeah.
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, good take.
You got a brioche there, Fesco?
I do. I'm going to go with Sebastian Maniscalco. Make me laugh out loud all weekend long on Saturday. It was fantastic. I love Sebastian. He's great. And it's just sometimes you just need a good hour of just laughing your ass off, man.
No doubt.
He did criticize a couple of people who had their phones out, which I love. Put your phone away. Enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Put your phone away. Enjoy the show. Like, I don't understand. It's an hour. It's you're not like you're there forever.
Yeah.
You don't need to have that thing out. Just enjoy the show. Enjoy the moment. Don't try to capture the moment.
Did Gold tell you that he was going to be there?
He did not. No.
I saw he posted, and then I saw your wife was like, hey, we're here too.
Oh, yeah. She told me he was there. I had no idea.
He had no idea. Okay.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Wow, son didn't tell the
I didn't get permission or anything to go to Sebastian. But we had a good time, man. It was supposed to be just me and Josh from Smokehouse, and then some tickets opened up. My wife and his girlfriend, fiance, bought them, and they sat in front of us.
Wow.
Better seats. We bought them when they went right on sale. Yeah, it happens, right? But no, he's fantastic.
That's why I asked you today if you got your push notifications on, because they announced downstairs. Yeah. Like, hey, we have, like, I was like, damn, if I wasn't going out of town, I might have checked. No, probably not.
It's great. It was great. Laugh.
That's good. You always need laughter, man. It cures so much. Mac, you have a brioche for the weekend?
Yeah, Saturday was good. Hung those photos that I talked to you about.
You're so married.
Hung out with some friends. It was great. Yeah, it was great. We had they brought their kid over.
Home Depot.
I did go to Home Depot.
You
again.
Did?
Yeah, he's break the tank, dude.
I've been to Home Depot multiple times.
Got a big weekend plan ahead.
What are you buying at the Home Depot?
Nails.
Drywall nails, stuff to hang the photos, command strips.
How soon do those things fall and shatter in the glasses?
I trust him. He had the stud finder out, the lever, so he's good.
It was tough, you know, just because it was around me the whole time. But once Hannah and I left the room, and it worked pretty well. But it was good, dude. I feel like I'm building I've got my OG friends that I've had forever that now have their spouses, and I've got mine. And now we're all kind of building this new friend group. It's fun. It's cool.
You got married over the weekend?
Yeah, man. Yes.
Awesome.
That's right.
Didn't invite dad.
Fine. Dad doesn't get invited anywhere.
That's not true. I've invited you plenty of times.
Dad, can you take me driving? Yeah. I need this. I need that.
That's true.
You're not getting married, you know.
No, yeah. No, I feel
man
like
got married. Did you get invited to the wedding?
Nope.
I didn't either.
Sorry.
Unless you got lost in the mail. My brioche of the weekend.
The puck has dropped and it's 4-0. In the opening period, and Razor just took another one.
It's the best.
And that was a rocket. Doctors checking Razor out very quickly. That was close to the eye.
That's not why.
But the puck has dropped, and it's 4-0. there in the opening period.
I mean,
and Razor just took another one.
I mean,
that was a rocket. The doctor's checking Razor out very quickly. Yeah. That was close to the eye.
Three things here, man. One, if you took a puck to the eye, you are cussing, dude. That's the second one.
Yeah.
I don't give a rip if you drop the F-bomb live on a hockey game in air. The third reason why he's my brioche the weekend, he came back the next night and did it.
Oh, he did.
And
he was back the next day. Good for him.
And his name's Razor.
Yeah.
That's his nickname. His real name is Rob Ray. But I'm starting to love hockey, dude. I really am.
This guy's the best.
Like, I mean, Razor?
The puck has dropped and it's 4-0. The opening period, and Razor just took another one.
And that Razor's down.
Doctor's checking Razor out very quickly. Checking that was close out to the eye.
Puck got pucked in the eye, drops an F-bomb, and just continues his day. Comes back the next night. They show his face and just completely obliterated him, like where he got hit. And just onward and upward. That's the name of hockey.
What's the most painful thing that's ever happened to you?
I zip my right thing in the zipper.
Okay, that hurts. Yeah, yeah. I've done that. I clipped the tip one time in the zipper. And
ooh,
that
the tip's worse.
Yeah, now that you say that, I'm like, oh, yeah. Because usually it's like stepping on a dog toy or a kid toy in the morning.
Well,
like
which part is it, man? The Frank or the beans?
Yeah, right.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Mine was definitely the Frank, the end part. And it hurt
I was at Power and Light, and I was trying to hurry up and get back out there because I know where my friends were, and I just did the little, and I was like, oh. And the thing is, you had to backtrack it. Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Most painful thing ever.
My dad always told me he was
climbing. And I tore my ACL and MCL.
Yeah, that's not as painful as that. My dad was telling me about when he was a kid. Yeah, he's told the story for years, climbing a fence and getting caught on the fence and tearing and ripping like that.
There was a girl in high school who ran from the cops and she jumped the fence and her belly button ring got caught on the top.
Yeah,
dude.
No.
Shout out Francie. True story.
That may be more painful than what happened to Razor.
The puck has dropped and it's 4-0 here in the opening period. And Razor just took another one. And that was a rocket.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, go do something nice for somebody today. Unlike that dude that banned betting for Missouri. It's cool to care. Never know. It could change their day, week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Stay safe. Stay kind. Enjoy the warmth, Kansas City. Cody, Golden, Drew from 10 to 2.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.